Staying with Adani, the federal government has conceded that it did not thoroughly consider over 2,000 public submissions from the Australian public about their concern over the Adani mine and its water scheme. The concession came after the Australian Conservation Foundation won an appeal in the federal court against the federal government's assessment of the Adani coal mine. The Wire's Lawrence Hull spoke to Christian Slattery, a campaigner for the ACF, and asked him about the concerns that were raised by the public in those submissions.
The public quite rightly raised concerns about the impact of Adani's mine on Queensland's river systems and the ecosystems and farmers that depend on them. Adani is planning to suck 12.5 billion litres of water from the Sutter River in central Queensland, and the thousands of public submissions that were made to the federal government raised critical concerns about what impact that water take would have on downstream ecosystems, including wetlands and other river-dependent ecosystems.
The government chose not to consider the water trigger law. In your view, why do you think that is?
Well, the reason that the government gave for not applying the water trigger was that, in their view, Adani's pipeline wasn't a coal mining activity. And our view, quite simply, is that a big water pipeline connected with a massive coal mining development is quite clearly a coal mining activity. Now, it's unfortunate that in some ways that question wasn't actually resolved in the concession by the government yesterday. They conceded the case on the basis of their failure to consider and even lose public submission. The question of whether the water trigger should affect wasn't determined at this stage.
What are the environmental effects of pumping 12.5 billion litres of water from the Sutton River?
This is a big question, because in not applying the water trigger, the government didn't require Adani to do a full assessment of what its impact on the river system would be. And that's why we think it's so outrageous that Adani were allowed to get away with that in the first place. Now, the new minister, Susan Ley, will have to make a call. Is she going to require Adani to do a full environmental impact assessment of the impact of Adani's pipeline on central Queensland's rivers? Or is she going to side with a big coal billionaire who wants to escape the scrutiny?
Just today, Leanne Enoch gave a speech in Parliament. She's the Queensland Environmental Minister. She said that the Adani mine was approved with the best possible science. What's your response to this?
Well, I mean, you only have to look at the approval conditions for the Carmichael coal mine to see how flawed that statement is. There have been numerous concerns raised over the years about the way these conditions have been applied. Just today, the Queensland government waved through Adani's groundwater management plan for the mine. And essentially what it applies is a dig-it-and-see approach to environmental management. So rather than requiring Adani to do full environmental assessment up front and before these plans are approved, the Queensland government is allowing them to conduct their scientific research down the track and after mining has commenced, and therefore after potentially irreversible environmental harm has occurred.
So that's generally going to be the process. In your view, it's going to be more of a dig and see and then deal with the problems after they've happened, as opposed to trying to prevent the problems from happening?
Oh, that's absolutely the approach when it comes to groundwater systems, as well as threatened species like the black-throated finch. Of course, that plan was approved just a couple of weeks ago, and the approach that the Queensland government signed off in that case was to allow Adani to essentially monitor in real time the extinction of a species.
What's next for the Australian Conservation Foundation in relation to Adani's North Galilee water scheme?
Well, the government has to go back to the drawing board and call for a new round of public submissions. So there'll be an opportunity for the public to yet again put their views about this coal mine and about this pipeline on the public record. And the government this time will have to properly consider them. But more generally about the whole project, I think it's important to underscore that this mine is not a fait accompli. There are thousands of Australians who still oppose it and who are going to continue to hold their state and federal governments and this big mining company accountable for the decisions and actions that they take.
What does the approval of this mine mean for you in the future?
Well, look, we're going to continue to scrutinise this approval. We're going to take a really good look at the government's documents and decisions, and if there are legal opportunities to challenge them, then we'll examine those. And people will continue to protest about the approval of this mine. You know, this is a mine that opens the way to 8 more coal mines in the Galilee Basin, one of the biggest carbon bombs on the planet. And this isn't something that we can just walk away from. This is something that Australians are going to continue campaigning against.
Christian Slattery, campaigner for the Australian Conservation Foundation, speaking with The Wire's Lawrence Hull.